Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sing we now, sing for the year. Sing. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me, Nola Aerosmith, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Warlow is our guest, our good friend, the author of the brand new book, The Automatic Customer, Creating a Subscription Business in Any Industry. John, thanks again for being here. I'd like for you to take just a minute or so and talk to us about how you quantify the success of your subscription, of a subscription business, where people are paying you for information, for content that you produce.
Yeah, it's all down to a ratio called the LTV to CAC ratio, which is a lot of acronyms. LTV stands for Lifetime Value, CAC, Customer Acquisition Cost. And essentially what you're trying to do is ensure that over the lifetime of your customer, they spend at least $3 for every dollar it costs you to acquire them. So to go back to before the break, I was talking to an angel of a computer network business where they sold IT services on a subscription. You know, if over the lifetime of a customer, they're going to spend $5,000 with that company over the lifetime of their subscription. What they've got to ensure is they're not spending more than $1,500 roughly to win that customer.
Right.
And so you want to measure all your marketing initiatives and what does it cost us to acquire a customer and ensure that it's under that 3-to-1 ratio.
And so, but the main thing that you're pointing out here that we hadn't talked about yet is if you're going to grow a subscription business, you're probably not going to be able to do it organically. You're probably going to have to spend some money to promote it.
Absolutely. And it's actually one of the biggest mistakes a lot of companies make is underinvesting in sales and marketing. No, it's awesome.
Right.
We're the rainmakers. We think we put the company on our back and
right.
sell it. The problem is, of course, that as you want to scale it, you run out of hours in the day. And so a lot of the founders, whether it's at 500,000 in sales, 800,000 in sales, 2 million in sales, they reach this plateau, and it's because the founders are just personally too involved in the selling.
Right, right. So let's change over. I want to change horses and talk about some news of the day. So I was on a panel at one of your events years ago. I was one of the people up on the stage with a panel of about four people, and one of the other panelists was the guy who founded LinkedIn.
Isn't that funny? That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
Right.
And I remember talking to that guy. And so today we got news from LinkedIn, right?
Well, yeah, recently, Microsoft bought LinkedIn for a cool $26 billion.
$26.
And a lot of guys on Main Street will look at that number and say, there's nothing for me to learn from that. Actually, I think there is. The definition of the Microsoft acquisition of LinkedIn is it's a strategic acquisition. So they're not buying LinkedIn for their profits. They're actually buying them because Microsoft thinks they can sell more of their stuff by owning LinkedIn.
Right. Yeah.
And that's the definition of a strategic
acquisition. And it's another way of, it's like we talked earlier about another way to monetize a subscription. Might not be that you sell a subscription. It might be that you use the subscription to sell a product. You sell a product and give the subscription away. And so it's not that far of a leap from what we just said there to what Microsoft's doing with LinkedIn.
Yeah, I mean, LinkedIn has revenue for sure. They've got subscription revenue they get from their premium customers. They've got recruiting revenue and so forth. But what's interesting about Microsoft's acquisition of LinkedIn is they're debating that by integrating LinkedIn information and content, our profiles, for example, they are arguing that they're going to be able to sell more of their office products. So, appointment coming up with a key customer, and you look at your Outlook meeting calendar,
right.
And inside the meeting notes, it says Jim Blasingame, he's the author of The Age of the Customer,
mm-hmm.
He's been doing this radio show for 20 years. All that information from your LinkedIn profile will be in your event calendar invite.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're arguing that that's going to be compelling enough to get people to upgrade to the latest version of Office and to not use Google and not use
mm-hmm.
Apple. And so that's the big reason why they're positioning,
right?
Yeah, and it's the content that a lot of us actually upload for free, right? Like, we all manage our own LinkedIn profile.
Right.
So we're sort of supplying the content, and Microsoft will now kind of farm that and integrate it into its various applications.
So the way to me, John, one of the ways for small businesses on Main Street to think about this is look at the different ways that Microsoft had to think about how to justify that purchase beyond the typical acquisition methodology.
Exactly. What you're trying to do is figure out how your company helps another company sell more of their stuff. And so if you're that swimming pool company and you do $600,000 in revenue, what you're trying to figure out is there another swimming pool company out there with $3 million in revenue that by buying us, it's going to help them sell more of their stuff? If we're an IT services provider, is there another company in our sort of community, in our sort of ecosystem, that if we sell ourselves to them, they're going to be able to sell a whole truckload more of whatever they sell? The biggest mistake small businesses make when they want to go sell is they say, well, if company A buys us, they're going to be able to sell more of our stuff. It's actually the inverse. What you're looking for is a company where if they buy you, they're going to be able to sell more of their stuff.
Right.
In Microsoft's case, they don't care about selling more of LinkedIn stuff. Microsoft wants to sell more of its stuff, and they're arguing that by buying LinkedIn, they're going to be able to sell more Office 365 and Xbox and others.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's the reason why so many acquisitions of small businesses, the big catch is the customer list, right?
You bet.
Yeah. Hey, John, need the website one more time, please.
ValueBuilder.com. You can go and get your Value Builder score for free.
And the automatic customer, brand new, it's John Warlow. John Warlow is the name on the book. Hey, John, will you come back another day?
Be my honor.
We've enjoyed having you here. John Warlow, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.